טוב, בני ברוך.
אוקיי, בני ברוך. Let's raise לחיים. Everyone.
כל הסעודה היא מתחילה.
Every meal should start with לחיים.
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 מתוך עץ חיים חלק א'.
From the tree of life, part 1, gate 1. Behold, that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper simple light had filled the whole existence. And there was no vacancy, such as an empty air, a hollow, but all was filled with that simple, boundless light. And there was no such part as head or end, but everything was one, simple light, balanced evenly and equally, and it was called the light of Ein Sof. And when upon his simple will came the desire to create the worlds and emanate the emanations, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds, his names, his appellations, which was the cause of the creation of the worlds, then the Ein Sof restricted himself in his middle point, precisely at the center. And he restricted that light and drew far off to the sides around that middle point. And there remained an empty space, an empty air, a vacuum, precisely from the middle point. And that restriction was equally around that empty middle point, so that the space was evenly circled around it. And after the restriction, when the vacant space remained empty, precisely in the middle of the light of Ein Sof, a place was formed where the emanations, creations, formations, and actions might reside. Then, from the light of Ein Sof, a single line hung down from above, lowered into that space. And through that line, he emanated, created, formed, and made all the worlds. Prior to these four worlds, there was one light of Ein Sof, whose name is one, in wondrous hidden unity. And even in the angels closest to him, there is no force and no attainment in the Ein Sof, as there is no mind of a created that could attain him, for he has no place, no boundary, no name.
האיש הזה,
this man, the Ari,
פתח לנו דרך לשמיים.
He opened up a path for us to the heavens. He revealed a point, a way, a direction that we can rise up until the Creator. We don't have understanding. So much understanding, so much to, or words to thank, to appreciate what he did. But at least, like Kabbalists that understand the greatness of his work, like they say, in accordance with that, we need to thank the Creator that he sent us such a messenger that brought us this knowledge about the upper force, how to connect to it, how to get closer to him, in what way should we work, that from this material we can draw the reforming light. This is the most important thing.
This means that we learn, and the light that reforms works upon us, and it is sunken into this text, and of course it works in accordance with our seriousness in our intention, our tendency to unity and to resemble the upper system that works upon us, to Havaya, to the Ten. And this is how, this is basically what he writes. He writes about the Ten, about the Havaya, how it is built to take care of us all the time through shatterings, connections, separation, connection. And this is how what we read, in accordance with that, we awaken upon us the surrounding lights. And they work around our souls. And they surround and embrace and get us closer to connection. So all the writings of the Ari, they are truly a sacred thing. And we see how all the Kabbalists afterwards treated it in a very special way. Each word here or there, they look at it upon it like the Torah. You cannot extract any word from there. You need to know and research, and in accordance with that, you need to tremble when treating his text. We basically see in the Yortzeit of the Ari this point that from here on the wisdom of Kabbalah began to develop. It took a few centuries until it was disseminated by his spiritual descendants, like they write, that they took from his grave, from a hidden place, from a special box left behind. And this is how eventually it was revealed, all the writings of the Ari. And from there, we have all our current wisdom of Kabbalah. Look how it resembles the story of the book of Zohar. Also, it was hidden and afterwards was revealed after 1,000 years. Same thing with the writings of the Ari. They were hidden and they were revealed after a few centuries, I don't know how many. Gradually it was revealed. 70 years and then 130 years. This is how they revealed it. And that is what Baal Sulam writes on this subject. That's why they couldn't write the correct interpretations, because they didn't hold the entirety of the writings in one place. And only in the time of Baal Sulam, where all the writings were assembled in one place, he researched them and studied them. And that is why he could write the interpretation for the writings of the Ari, which is the Tes, and more articles that we can understand the depth of these subjects. But truly, it is our lifeline. That comes from the heavens to us, these writings of the Ari. Meaning, we don't have anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah except for the book of Zohar and the writings of the Ari. Ki
Except number two, from the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot, item 8. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his Torah and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Indeed, that godly man, Arav Yitzchak Luria, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors, and if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel. Excerpt number 3. There are not enough words to measure his holy work in our favor. The doors of attainment were locked and bolted, and he came and opened them for us. Thus, all who wish to enter the king's palace need only purity and sanctity. You find a 38-year-old who subdued with his wisdom all his predecessors through the genius and through all times. All the elders of the land, the gallant shepherds, friends and disciples of the glory sage, the Ramak, stood before him as disciples before the Rav. All the sages of the generations following them to this day, none missing, have abandoned all the books and compositions that precede him, the Kabbalah of the Ramak, the Kabbalah of the First, and the Kabbalah of the Genius. Blessed be the memory of them all. They have attached their spiritual life entirely and solely to his holy wisdom.
The thing is that it's not that the Ari knew more or less of them. Please, let's make order here. If small children cannot be quiet, let's take them outside. If we can't keep quiet, we won't make such meals. Again, I say, it's not the thing that the Ari knew more than them, but his method was ready, built, and ready for the final correction. That is why he symbolizes the Messiah, son of Joseph, Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the Yesod Sfira, Yesod of the world, that through his studying we are able to begin the corrections, and this is how we advance. That is why, even though that his ancestors knew more than him, Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon, of course, but they couldn't express, to explain, to picture to us, to depict to us, to tell us, to offer us the method of correction like the Ari did. It's not his greatness as a Kabbalist. It's more his connection to the generation. That is why we are so glad that we have these writings, that through them we for sure can reach all the corrections and to the final correction.
Except number 4 from the book of the Complete Covenant, part 2. And know for certain that it is not like the previous generations and the first days of the fifth millennium, because in those days the gates of wisdom were blocked and sealed. Therefore, there were only few Kabbalists then. Not so in the sixth millennium, when the gates of light opened up the gates of mercy, and there was great contentment in the eyes of the Creator to publicize the name of His glory forever and ever, especially now, when all the writings of the Ari were printed, who opened up for us the gates of light, which were blocked and sealed with 1,000 handcuffs from the beginning of the world, and all of his words are living words of God, according to Jeliah the prophet, and with his permission he disclosed what he disclosed, and there is no obstacle or danger like in the very revealed. Excerpt number 5. I heard from the Admor of Kalshin that previously one had to first obtain all 7 external teachings, called the 7 maidens that served the king's daughter, as well as terrible mortification. And yet, not many gained favor in the eyes of the Creator. But since we have been rewarded with the studies of the Ari and the work ways of the Baal Shem Tov, it is truly possible for anyone, and the above preparations are no longer necessary.
This means that after the Ari was revealed, and after the Ari, more Kabbalists were revealed, especially Baal Shem Tov and his students, this method, and they adapted it to the generation, there was no problem to approach it. Like they write, each and every one can approach it and study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and through it, to reveal the path, his path to unity with others, and then with this unity, inside this unity, to attain the Creator. What we received, such a great gift, that through it we can rise from our animate degree to the Adam, the speaking degree, resembling the Creator, with everything that is revealed to us. Of course, the horrible egoistic desires are revealed, and our horrible qualities. But we study and learn that this is how it has to be in this generation of the Messiah. So it's good that it is revealed, it's good that we are able to understand it correctly, to deal with it correctly as much as possible, and more and more. We will learn it upon ourselves, and this is how we will advance.
מה להשאיר?
What can we sing?
Except number 6 from the fruit of tree of life by Ramchu. My teacher used to say that the main of the purpose of reading the Torah depends on aiming himself to bound his soul, to cleave it back to its root through the Torah, in order to complete the upper tree and to complete the upper Adam and correct him. Because that is the purpose of creation of Adam and the purpose of his engagement in the Torah. Except number 7. My teacher warned me and all the friends with whom we were in that society to accept upon ourselves the commandment of you shall do, love thy friend as thyself, and to aim to love each of Israel as his own soul, because through that his prayer will rise included with all of Israel, and it will be able to rise and perform correction above, and specifically love our love of friends. Each and every one of us should include himself as if he is one organ of these friends. And my teacher warned me greatly about this matter.
This is the basis of our work. Of course, the study is good to draw the reforming light, but on what do we draw it upon? What do we put in the way of this light? What does it need to correct? Only the connection between us, like it was shattered in the sin of the tree of knowledge, like the system of that is called Adam, which shattered, and through the light we invite, we want all these parts to unite together. And because each and every one of us has the reshimo, the part which is of the shattering, we need to believe that the Creator organized it in a way that we are together. We are the parts that probably are shattered, disconnected from one another, and once we were connected as one in the system of Adam Rishon, the first Adam. And we need to return to this connection, this system. So we have the Torah of the Ari, we have the order of work from Baal HaSulam, we have the order of building a group from Rabash, and thank God we have everything. Everything is clear, only to organize it together, and the correction is in front of us. Ahead of us. Let's l'chaim, raise a l'chaim.
Excerpt number 8 from the book The Praise of the Ari. One day on the eve of Shabbat, the Ari came out with his friends to receive Shabbat as he always did. He told the friends, "Let us go now to Jerusalem, and we will build a temple and sacrifice the offering of Shabbat, for I see that this time is the true end for redemption." Some of the friends said, "How can we go to Jerusalem at such a time, and it is far from us more than 40 parasang?" And some said, "It is good. We are willing to go. But let us go to our wives first and let our wives know so that they will not worry about us, and then we will go." Then the Ari cried and said, and told the friends, "How was the Satan successful to cancel the redemption of Israel? I testify on heaven and earth that from the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai till now, there was no such decent time for redemption as this time. And if you were acknowledged that, then we would have had the temple, and all of Israel would have gathered into Jerusalem. And now that time has passed, and Israel re-entered exile." And when the friends heard that, they regretted of what they did, but it was too late.
Well, there are times. There are times, and we need, nonetheless, to hope that also for us, we would have such times and opportunities, and let's hope that we would not miss the time.
Excerpt number 9. At the time of his passing, Rav Chaim Vital was not by his side. These are his words verbatim. "Rav Yitzchak HaKohen told me that at the time of my teacher's passing, when I came out of his room, he entered," meaning Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, "and cried before him, saying, 'Is this is the hope that we all hoped in your life, to see great good, Torah, and wisdom in the world?' He replied to him, 'If I found even one complete righteous among you, I would not be taken away prematurely.' While saying it, he asked about me, about Rav Chaim Vital. He said, Where did Chaim go? Has he left me at such a time? He was very saddened. He understood from his words that he had some secret to pass on to me. So he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said to him, "What shall we do from now on?" He, the Ari, replied, "Tell the friends in my name that from this day on they are not to engage at all in this wisdom that I taught them, for they did not understand it properly. Only Rav Chaim Vital shall engage in it alone, in a whisper, and in hidden, and in hiding." He, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said, "But is there no hope at all?" He said, "If you merit, I will come to you and teach you." He replied to him, "How will you come and teach us if you are now departing from this world?" He replied, "You have no knowledge of the concealed, of how my coming to you will be." And he promptly passed away.
These are the trials of the souls. It's very difficult for us to understand it. It all exists. There's no life or death. There are changes in the degrees. Passing of of states. Not more than that. That is why whoever takes these principles of connection in a 10 to resemble Havaya, he begins to advance to a point where he enters in action to the system, and through his efforts he draws the lights from the system, powers from the system to him, meaning to the 10. And this is how we learn. It's not the point of understanding or knowing in our mind. In your mind, intellect, you attain only years after the emotion is attained. But when we exist in this world, we exist in our emotions, and a part of the emotions we can also translate to the language of the intellect. This is how also in spirituality we work. We need to first enter the emotions, the feelings of bestowal, of love, of connection. And only afterwards, when we work with it, then we can also understand what formulas it works through.
Excel number 10, Baal HaSulam, letter 39. Know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has never been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest, as it was easier to attain the mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method, in which many hands fiddled, from the one who heard them through the first writer to the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root. Thus, each one inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I have been rewarded with conceiving the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by the higher will. It is beyond me too why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul, which no one has been granted from his passing until today. I cannot elaborate on this matter because it is not my way to discuss wondrous things. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. Until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word, and this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is because of my generation.
כל העולם כולו גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר מאוד, כל העולם כולו גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר מאוד.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to that.